Welcome to This Week in Crowder College, an in-depth look into how Crowder College students, faculty, and staff are working together so students soar to new heights, communities are impacted, and lives are changed. This Week in Crowder College is sponsored by the law offices of Wood and Peterson in Neosho, specializing in workers' compensation, personal injury, social security disability, and more. Learn more online at neoshoattorney.com. Now here's this week's edition of This Week in Crowder College.
Welcome to a brand new week of This Week in Crowder College right here on 91.7 FM. Adam Winkler here with you, joined by Cindy Brown, the Director of Public Information out there at Crowder College. And Cindy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Adam.
Well, graduation is right around the corner, so let us know all the details and things going on around graduation.
Yes, you know, spring graduation is always a big event because not only do we have our nursing students and our PN students that graduate on Friday, May 10th that evening, we'll have two ceremonies on Saturday for all of our other students. So Saturday, May 11th at 10 a.m., we'll have all of our ag students, our general studies, and our teaching majors. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll have all other majors graduating as well. So a couple of really big days that, you know, those are the fun things we get to participate in, especially when you can see how students have changed and grown over their time here.
Well, tell us how the alumni come into play in all of this.
Yeah, so our Crowder Foundation has an alumni arm to it, and we're really trying to be fed up. So on Thursday, when we have rehearsal, they're going to be here with little, basically, congratulations bags or packets for each student. And just to encourage them to stay connected and letting them know we're going to have more events and, you know, trying to inform them so they've got stickers and pins, car decals and stuff. So we want our students to be proud that they're Crowder College graduates.
Well, graduation is always such a special time out there at Crowder College. These young kids or adults as they walk across the stage and get that diploma and they move on to the next step in life. And I know for you it's a sense of accomplishment as you watch them walk across the stage. But I know you guys get a lot of enjoyment just to seeing the joy in their faces and the accomplishments they have.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I don't know which is more rewarding. Every student, of course, it's rewarding to see them walk across stage. But, you know, I always enjoy getting to meet the families and finding out stories behind some of the people that are graduating or seeing the mom or the dad with the kids, you know, that it's like, I've been working hard on this. Now you can see what how it's paying off. Because those kids might be, you had to do your homework, and I didn't get to play. We didn't get to play outside, or whatever it might have been. But seeing the smiles on their faces, sometimes you never know who's more proud of the accomplishment, the actual graduate, or the families and the support system behind them. And you know, that's what I think makes that day special.
Well, on Friday, May 10th, it's the nursing graduation. I know that's a very special time as well for those nursing students.
Yes, so we'll have nursing students from our Nevada campus as well as our McDonald County campus graduating. And then we also have an LPN program at the Nevada campus, so those students will be there as well. So basically three different nursing programs that will be there on Friday night. And, you know, the nursing staff mainly manages that one, and they'll read the names and the thank yous. And, of course, when you spend 2 years with those people or the LPNs a year with them, and go into clinicals and do things, you become a pretty tight-knit group. And so they become like each other's family and, of course, their support system. So it's really fun to see them and see how they do, and it's an exciting time for them.
Now, does the pinning take place during the graduation ceremony as well?
Yes, and the way we do that is the faculty will actually pin the students. So, yes, so that will be Friday night. Used to, this was a sidebar for you, used to they'd have those separate. And then they come to graduation on Saturday. Well, now that we do the Friday evening, they have it all at one deal. So that they have them one at McDonald County and one at Nevada, or actually two at Nevada, two separate ones, they'll have all three groups here.
Now, I know all graduations are different, so let's just say there's members of the community that just love Crowder College and they want to support the students. Is graduation open to everyone? You'd have to have a ticket to get in.
Graduation is open to everyone, and like I said, they will have the 7 o'clock Friday evening for the nursing grads, so a nursing alum who, or maybe somebody who worked at a clinical with some of our students and is just excited to see them graduate, they are more than welcome to come. They don't have to have a ticket. It will get crowded, I can tell you that. That's why we went to two ceremonies on Saturday to try to accommodate. We have all these in our Bob Sneller Gymnasium here on the campus in Neosho, so but there's no charge. You know, the more people that want to celebrate our graduates, the better off we are.
Well, and finally, we know that since graduation is right around the corner, enrollment's still going on for the fall semester. So just remind people once again how they can get that process started.
Sure. You know, go online to crowder.edu and hit the apply now button, fill out an application, and then it'll give you some steps, or you can reach out to the campus that's nearest you, or you can call the main campus here, 417-451-3223, and say, I've applied and I want to get enrolled and here's what I want to do, and we will get you in touch with the right people. So we have lots of people to help, and if you're not sure how to fill out an application and stuff, you can call that same number and we can put you in touch with people who will actually help walk you through that and talk about programs and everything that you might need to know.
And once again, graduation's taking place May 10th and 11th out there at Crowder College. Cindy, as always, thanks for being with us on This Week in Crowder College.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to This Week in Crowder College. This Week in Crowder College is sponsored by the law offices of Wood and Peterson in Neosho. You can listen to this broadcast again by going online to kneo.org or to crowder.edu. Tune in once again next week for another edition of This Week in Crowder College on KNEO 91.7 FM.
If you live within the broadcast area of KNEO Radio, we have a podcast just for you. The KNEO Community Connection keeps your finger on the pulse of what's coming up in the four-state area, telling you about upcoming events you don't want to miss, organizations in our communities doing great work, and conversations with the dynamic citizens who are behind it all. There's a lot going on around you that you don't want to miss. This is Luke Taylor. Join me each week as we talk about what's happening with the people who are making it happen. Brought to you by KNEO Radio 91.7 FM and the Sky High Podcast Network. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.